Catholic League, The Left Always Screws the Poor. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 22, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has noted history's great irony that no segment of society punishes the poor more than those who champion their cause. In a scathing essay Tuesday, Dr. Donahue insists that the latest Marxist to screw the poor is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is undermining the cause of the lower classes by alienating those who generate wealth and create jobs. De Blasio's scheme to raise taxes on the rich in order to redistribute wealth and to close the COVID achievement gap is senseless. Donahue observes, since the rich are leaving New York in droves because of the city's absurdly high taxes and taxing them at a higher rate will only encourage more to leave. They are taking their tax contributions and their jobs with them, he adds. Despite de Blasio's claims, fleecing the rich will do absolutely nothing to enhance academic achievement, Donahue observes. We have known for decades that there is no correlation between spending on students per capita and academic achievement. While de Blasio focuses on race, he turns a blind eye to the real causes of poverty and underachievement, Donahue asserts, noting that Asians are people of color, yet they have no problem succeeding in school. That's because, unlike African Americans, the typical Asian family has a father and a mother at home, he adds. So the color argument that de Blasio favors, structural racism is holding blacks back, is completely false, he continues. Black kids from two-parent families are not failing in school. The real issue is the family, not race. Like others on the left, de Blasio cares more about upholding the public school monopoly and protecting the teachers' union than helping kids. If he really wanted poor kids to succeed in school, he would spend money on charter schools, provide scholarships to private schools, endorse school choice, and allow the poor to enroll in Catholic schools, Donahue observes. Instead, he fights every initiative that works. While pretending to be a champion of the poor, de Blasio's actions harm those he claims to defend. Thus, he drives the rich out of New York, shrinks the tax base, and does nothing to help the poor succeed in school, Donahue notes. Follow at Williams Rome.